It's Trash 94.9 FM CHRW. You just heard a brand new song from Johnny Tyrion and the Bad Lieutenants on the latest Speed City Records release, Halfwits. Hold on a second. I gotta turn your mic on. Hold on. Bolly, give me some.
Hey.
Say Norton.
Norton.
Okay, we're good. We're in the yellow. All right. Everybody, I got Paul Horvat, singer, guitar player of Johnny Tyrion and the Bad Lieutenants. He's got a brand new record out on Speed City, and then he's going to be putting on a record release show at Call the Office tomorrow night with who, Paul?
The Strike from Hamilton, I guess. They used to be based in Scotland. Remy Royale, something different.
Different is good.
Yeah.
I'm really interested in this Remy Royale character.
He's from House of Targado, Ontario.
In Ottawa. Okay. Yeah, so he's a karaoke singer.
Bad karaoke, which might be good. I don't know. Extreme Lounge has been used to describe this individual's act. I'm kind of curious and looking forward to it. There's a little mini bio you can watch on YouTube. It'll give you an idea because words maybe don't do justice.
Maybe not. I'll have to check him out on the computer. The Strike, we got Fergus. He's back in London playing. I don't know if he's living here yet, but I saw them in Hamilton. Fantastic show. So glad they're back together. Says a lot, really. I mean, Johnny Tyrion's been around for 20 years.
Yep.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is. Doesn't seem like it, but it is. And you look at it, that's a long time.
Well, that's a good time. Or that's a good thing. There's a lot of bands. I mean, some of them don't even last a year. 20.
The good ones don't last.
20 long, beautiful years. And it's the same lineup, right? Or were you a three-piece
in
the early days?
We were a three-piece before Mike joined. We did, in the really early days, we had second guitar. We were a four-piece to begin with. Good friend of ours. Still a good friend. Actually, he came up, played a couple songs with us last year at the actual 20th year thing we put on last year. So you may have seen him. But this lineup that you see here is at least 16 years old, I would say.
And how long has the the Power Fist been going on for?
Power Fist, probably, I don't know. I'll say three, but it's probably five.
And who's
only played a couple shows as Power Fist.
I think I was at one of them. Six. Who started that idea?
We it's hard to tell. Hard to remember, but I know I'm pretty sure we would have started. You know, we kind of learned to play our instruments when we got together with the idea to do this band. And one of the things we liked was the band Head from Seattle, Ramones core band, who still maybe plays a show now and again.
Jordy and I saw them at Gonerfest 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And they were really awesome, and he ended up hanging out with them in Seattle. They were driving around in a car, like showing them all the sights,
which is great. That's great. That's a great story.
Which makes a band like that even better when they're approachable and friendly and
absolutely
down to earth guys. What else was I going to talk about? Yeah, tell me about the first show. Do you remember the first show?
Yeah, it was in my parents' basement.
Okay,
unofficial first show. Yeah. The first time we played out was at the Embassy Hotel.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear the story already? Or?
Oh, did you already talk about it?
No, I don't. We didn't mention this at all with earlier. Yeah. No, I just, it's like a perfect question. I'm like, oh, did you already? It's kind of funny. Yeah, Embassy Hotel. So if anybody remembers that place, that would have been the first time we played out with, I think, Sneed. Yeah, I'm sure Sneed was playing because that first guitar player that we had had some tuning issues, so we begged Nick to let him use his new Paul Stanley Iceman guitar that Nick was going to unveil that night.
Oh, no.
I know, what a disaster, but a funny story all the same.
Do you recall any of the other bands on the bill? No.
No.
It escapes you? Excellent.
I hope I haven't hurt anybody's feelings by that, but no, I don't remember anybody else on the bill that night. There must have been at least one more band.
Okay. Fantastic. I really like the album art. Who helped out with that? Was that who did the layout?
Leslie Bell kind of put together the idea that I think all of us did, but I think Sam kind of was the catalyst
mm-hmm.
with the...
Leslie worked at M&T Printing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so she's definitely got a lot of experience.
She has
doing that kind of thing.
A good, a really good graphic artist, and she. Well, we have yet to see whether she works cheap or not. I think the bill's in the mail. She's going to send a lot of interaction between Leslie.
Now, can you give us a brief story on the production of the record? We know you recorded at the Sugar Shack.
Yep.
You were very in-depth there. After that, it was mastered for vinyl, I'm assuming, sent off. Who did all the legwork and all the unsung work it takes to do a record?
So after we were ready to send it for pressing, mm-hmm. you're talking about? Well, Mike Todd, Speed City, put it out. So, mm-hmm. I mean, he had to he physically was in contact with the pressing plant. Maybe there was some prodding in the background going, hey, Mike, have you done mm-hmm. this yet? Have you mm-hmm. done that? Oh, okay, I'll do it right now. You know, I don't know if that's what you're looking for. But
where were they pressed?
In Toronto.
Oh, okay.
Microforum.
Oh.
Microform or Microforum?
Nice. Yeah, it's
kind of a new place.
That's Burlington, right?
It's... right in Toronto, right near Yorkdale.
Sounds like a pretty new operation.
It just started, I think, in the summertime, or was it last spring?
I like getting records done at Archer just for the drive there.
Ah, yeah. That was the original plan.
That's half the fun, driving to Archer.
That was the original plan, but Mike Todd, he knows somebody there at this Microforum.
He knows a lot of people.
Who used to work at another pressing plant, perhaps the one in Burlington okay. that you were mentioning. But
yep.
He was pretty enthusiastic with telling Mike, hey, you know, they're pretty good here, and we're happy with it.
So and they also
did the printing.
They did the printing, the packaging, everything.
So basically, yeah, once we did that, then, of course, we're chasing Leslie, and we're pretty amateurish where we're sending her stuff, and she says, no, I can't work with this. Try again, guys, you know. And mm-hmm. she kind of set us straight and did a really great job.
Yeah.
We're pretty happy with it. The insert as well, I don't know if it's in. She designed the inner sleeve, you know, basically told her what the idea of what we had, and sent her the...
Yeah, it's like a TV guide.
Yeah, thank you. You know, yeah.
I totally picked that up.
I didn't think
totally.
Too many people...
big time.
Some people, they don't know what the TV guide is anymore.
Yeah, it's like
right?
the 80s.
So, yeah.
I remember those. Fantastic. Well, great job.
Oh, man,
and,
you got it. That's great.
I give you my blessings.
Thank you.
My blessings. Thanks, Polly Norton, for coming by. I'll definitely look forward to your show tomorrow. If you have a request, give me a call, 519-661-3600. I'll be on until about 10 to 7, and then we're going to have some live sports with Dan Soden, so be sure to check that out. We're going to change it up. We got the Muff Divers, kind of a newer band from Chicago. Yeah, let's do it right here in It's Trash.
Yeah.
It's Trash 94.9 FM, CHRW. You just heard a brand new garage punk band from London called Honest Blue. And that was a song called So Sick You, really good stuff. Before that, we had the Draculas from Northwest Indiana. And that was the song Incubus. Before that, we had the Resource Network. And they are from Bloomington, Indiana. That's a new track as well. And we kicked it off with Johnny Tarrant and the Bad Lieutenants. Call the office tomorrow night. Record release, Speed City Records. Call the office. Be sure to check it out. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to get right back to the rock and roll. Don't go anywhere.
In a land far, far away, many moons ago, there was a land. This land was before computers, before cell phones, and even before radio. People sent pieces of paper and packages long distances to other friends and family. Sometimes love letters, and sometimes art. They called it mail. Psh, cut it out. Mailing is no fairy tale. Here at CHRW, we go right to the source to get artists and musicians the exposure they deserve with our national mailer program. All you need to do is drop off 50 bios, 51 CDs, and $50 to us at the station. We'll do the rest. We'll send those CDs to 50 campus and community radio stations nationwide. With the CHRW National Mailer, take advantage of your opportunities, and don't let your career be a fairy tale. Check out chrwradio.ca for all the information. That's 50 bios, 51 CDs, and $50, and your music will be heard across the country. Done.
Collectors of London, on October 8th, your personal happy place is going to be back at Centennial Hall. That's right, the London Nostalgia and Small Antique Show is coming back. There will be over 70 vendor tables full of old tin toys, vintage advertising signs, vinyl records, and more. Admission to this event is $5 and free for kids under 12 accompanied by an adult. This Thanksgiving, there's plenty to be grateful for if you love collecting. Check out the London Nostalgia and Small Antique Show at Centennial Hall on October 8th.
Radio Mutation, real rock and roll podcast network.
Hey, this is Sean Wood from the band The Spit. If it's raw, it's fast, 94.9, it's trash.
I'm gotta tell me about everything. You tell me about the world. Don't you ever think that I don't care? Don't you ever think? You tell me about the world situation. You tell me how they started in Bangkok. You tell me about the war of the children. You tell me about the season on that. I don't care about those little kids. I don't care about the film. I don't care about the little kids. I don't care about the film. You try to make me have some sympathy. You try to make my heart bleed. Don't you ever think that I don't care? Don't you ever think? You tell me about the world situation. You tell me how they stalled in Bangkok. You tell me about the war of the children. You tell me about the season done that. I don't care about the little kids. I don't care about the film. I don't care about the little kids. I don't care about the world.
Give it a part that I can't see. Jesus, sometimes I'm so nice. The hell, I gotta take a slice. What good is it by itself? Did it just get dust on the shelf? Would you do what I just done? Do you care if you can't ever run? We could make sweet love instead and never get out.
It's Trash 94.9 FM CHRW. You just heard a lot of classic punk. We finished that set off with FU2, and that was off the Depression album Without a School. Hubble Bubble before that, off their self-titled with Look Around. Hammer Damage with the song Laugh. The Gruberger Brothers with the song Chainsaw, and the Consumers with Dream Hits. Before that, we did a little Canadian set, BS Hardcore, off their Fake News for Fake Lives album with Queen Street Stare, Promenade out of Toronto with, off their album Dancing to the Beat with Raw Meat, Soup Cans also from Toronto off Pleasure Overdose with Facial Deconstruction, Flesh Rag from Hamilton off a recording with Such a Fool, and Sore Points from Out West off a demo with Forget It. Fleshragger playing a big show in Hamilton. The Radiation Risks and Rick and the Pigs, and that's happening on Sunday, October 15th. And following that show, I'll be doing a London event at the Richmond with Radiation Risks, Clazo, and Manager. Be sure to check that out. It'll be a free show. and that'll be a lot of fun. And if you're not doing anything tomorrow, be sure to check out Call the Office for Johnny Tyrion and the Bad Lieutenants, The Strike, with a really great show. Doors at 9 p.m. Be sure to check that out. I won't be on for a couple weeks, so be sure to check me out on Radio Mutation and CUCWRadio.ca. Remember, if it's rough, it's fast, it's trash.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. The Soviets really make me mad.